with you, I have to say, what are your experientials on meditation and contemplation, getting quiet?
Generally, I would recommend, from a practical viewpoint, contemplation rather than meditation. Meditation has its place. It tends to get compartmentalized. You know, I meditated for an hour at night for over 20 years. So it tends to get compartmentalized. Then if your life gets too busy, you skip it. And once you start to skip it, it's like attending church. You start to skip it more and more, and finally you just quit going to church. You're too busy. You take up golf on Sunday. So meditation, numerous are the meditators, few are the enlightened. So I wouldn't say it's the grand pathway to enlightenment, despite the enthusiasm of Buddhists. That's a whole subject in itself, because the meditator tends to look between thoughts, thinking he's going to glimpse the infinite between thoughts, and it's not between thoughts. In fact, the Buddha agrees with me. It's not between the thoughts. It's prior to thoughts. Oh, wow. The mind moves at 1/10,000th of a second. To get between thoughts, it would have to move faster than 1/10,000th of a second, which it can't do. It'd be like a dog chasing its tail. No, what perceives the silence and the nonlinearity is the field out of which thinkingness arises. So that can be seen by meditation. Contemplation is a way of being in the world in which your dedication to God, to love, and to truth becomes a way of being. Contemplation is a way of being in the world in which your life is your prayer.
That's really
good. Otherwise, there's dualistic. There's a me, and then there's the praying. Like, they're two different things. Why not live like your prayer and be your prayer? Be of goodwill to all that exists. See the sacredness of all of life, and be willing to surrender personal positions that preclude your being aware of that. So you become that which you talk about.